Hey, guys, you in the market for a mattress? If you're not, you should be, because whatever you got, it's not going to be as good as what you're going to get from Texas Mattress Makers. And the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers is when you go in, you walk in the door, you're saving 50% off of what you would spend anywhere else, because they make them right there and sell them directly to you. So they're eliminating the middleman. In fact, you might go somewhere else and buy a mattress that Texas Mattress Makers made. And the cool thing is they're going to custom fit you, so you're going to sleep better. And you'll never want to go to another store again, because not only are you going to get a great mattress, not only are you going to save all that money, you're going to be dealing with people who know everything about how to sell you a mattress, because they want to put you on something that's going to help you sleep. And Yuval and his crew, I mean, that's all they do, is put people on great mattresses. I have never slept better than on the mattresses I've gotten from Texas Mattress Makers. I never even thought about sleeping and how it impacted me until Yuval educated me on it. And now I love it. I've learned a lot about how much a mattress can make a difference, and you could do the same thing. And they've got a sale. When they have sales, too, it's a real sale. It's off the factory direct prices, so you can even save even more money. And they got two great locations. You can go to the new one out in Katy, 5026 East 3rd Street, or go to the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. And the Noah Allen Luxury line of beds, if you want high-end, man, it's everything you've ever dreamed of and more. And it's, you know, it's something you're going to be able to actually afford. And, you know, remember those double-sided beds, the ones you could flip over? They still make those. And it's marked down, so you can go take a look. The River Oaks beds, how about a luxury bed with a great feel and incredible coil count? Marked down to $880. I mean, come on. Go and check them out. You will be happy, I promise you. They're great people. They're very involved in the community. They do all kinds of charity work. And most importantly, you're going to get a great deal, and they're going to put you on a great bed. Visit them today. Go to the new store, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? What to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. We're live here at Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder Avenue. If you're not here, you should be. It's happening. And good crowd as always. Always fun to come over here to Beaumont and see the people who helped us get the whole thing started in the beginning. A lot of Texans in the first half, in fact, all Texans. And just one couple of final thoughts before we move on to the rest of the league and kind of go through the lines. But I do think there's a good chance that by the time we see them in Denver, they have Deontay Foreman back. And while it's not a wide receiver, that's a guy who was a game-breaker for you last year. So I think that's going to help a lot in terms of the offense, especially if they're going to continue to run the ball well. He's a guy who can break some big plays. And I think that that's, to me, just adding that guy is going to be better than going out and trying to trade for a wide receiver, in my opinion.
I don't disagree.
All right, you want to look at some NFL lines?
Let's do it.
All right, we go to the London game, which I love those 8:30 a.m. games on Sunday.
I do too.
Man.
It's nice to get started early.
Eagles minus 3.5 against the Jaguars. I know the Jaguars have not been very good of late, and the Eagles are very capable of slapping them around quite a bit. What the trip to London is like. And I think at some point, I really feel like they'll turn it around, and maybe it's with Carlos Hyde this week. I don't know.
I mean, wouldn't you think that at some point Philly turns it around? Aren't they better than a 3-4 team?
You think so, and I do think they could very easily crank things up. So I'm staying away from this one. know. I don't even have a lean on this because I could see the Eagles running away and hiding here because most of those London games turn into routes, although last week's didn't. Thank you, Chargers.
Here's what I think's happening with Philly. I think Philly is finally starting to get healthy quarterback play, and it's something they really haven't had this season. They started off with Nick Foles two games, and they're like, okay, this isn't the answer. So they bring Carson Wentz back, and I think it took him two or three games to really get reacclimated, and kind of like Andrew Luck. It took him a few games before
kinda
he started
rolling.
Kind of
like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, you know? I think you're going to start to see a much better version of Carson Wentz going forward. I don't know that Jacksonville has an answer for it. We've talked about what's the way to attack Philly's defense? Throw the ball, right?
Right.
Who's going to throw the ball? Blake Bortles? Trust me, the higher that attempts number goes, the more I like the Eagles. You were with me yesterday when I bet this game. The -3 had -120 juice on it. And I just decided it would be better to play Philly money line parlayed with Kansas City money line. I don't think the Broncos have a chance to win that game. So just my lean is to Philly -3. Outside of three, I'm not interested in the game at all. But there's no way I'm betting the Jags right now with everything they've got going on.
Browns +8.5 at Steelers. I think you have an opinion on this one too.
Yeah, I do. I mean, obviously, I like the Steelers a lot better than I like the Browns. But go back through the history of this matchup, and the Browns play well against the Steelers. They you know, now mind you, I could easily see an argument for the other side. The Browns played the Steelers earlier this year. The Steelers turned the ball over 5 times, and the Browns could still only walk away with a tie.
Yeah.
But I do think there is something to the Browns getting up for this game more than any other. It's not a game that I'm going to be playing, but my lean would be to Cleveland here.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I think the Steelers win, but 8.5 feels like too much for me. Broncos +10.5 against the Chiefs. I'm not going to be in the habit of betting against the Chiefs right
still
now.
Still 10.5 for you?
Yeah, I'm still seeing 10.5.
Got 9.5, like damn near across the board. That's a inside 10. I'm willing to play on Kansas City. Outside of it, it's probably a pass game for me. But this Kansas City team right now is just unstoppable, and Denver's defense is so bad. I just don't know. I don't know where their offense comes from. You know, I guess Philip Lindsay there's no Royce Freeman, so it's going to be the Philip Lindsay show. He's going to have to play well, but the problem is kind of like with Philly Jacksonville. Once you get out, once Kansas City takes a lead, which inevitably they will, that means Case Keenum's got to be throwing the ball to play catch up. I'm not interested in being part of that, so it's either Kansas City or nothing for me.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like Kansas City already.
I mean, it's going to make it any different here.
Yeah. Bears -8.5 against the Jets.
Listen, man, the Bears are a fun story. I like what I've seen from them. They look like they're getting better. The Bears aren't a team that I'm willing to give more than a touchdown with to pretty much anybody. Like, I don't think the Bears are those guys. The Jets' offensive line isn't bad. They're going to keep some pressure off of Sam Darnold, I think. I don't know where this number comes from. To me, I don't want to bet on the Jets either.
Right, but eight. I'm not giving 8.5.
There's no way you can give that many points with the Bears, in my opinion.
I don't mind over 44 in that one. Redskins Giants. Redskins 1.5 on the road at New York. I mean, I think this Redskins team's pretty decent.
I do too. I think this is an under game. The Redskins play under games all the time. The Giants typically don't, but this, we just talked earlier in the show about where the Redskins defense really excels, stopping the run. You take away Saquon Barkley from Eli, you're forcing a bad quarterback to make more throws than he wants to. I lean Washington with you as well.
All right, we got a lot more to get to, but right now, let's talk about Lions Poker Palace.
Let's do it, man. Lions, these guys, they're doing it the right way, Fred. I remember the first time we walked into that room just going, we looked at each other like, wow, this is better than we thought it would be. And it is indeed a Poker Palace. It is a Vegas-style room. The guys out there are running it really well. They've got TVs all over the place. Whatever game you want to watch this weekend, they're going to have you covered. They've got tournaments going nonstop out there at Lions. And the food, out of this world. Security inside and outside. Valet parking, the self-park lot as well. It's the kind of place where you want to go play, Fred.
Yeah, and they have all kinds of guaranteed tournaments, which, you know, I love tournament play. And that the noon tournament they do every day during the week is $1,000 guaranteed. It's basically a sit-and-go. Love that. But they've got tonight, they've got the Bounty Hold'em, $5,000 guaranteed. Saturday, they got a $12,000 guarantee. Sunday, a $10,000 guarantee. So you can go get tons of cash by getting in these tournaments and doing well. And you mentioned ESPN, 3 hours of free play at cash. How about that? That doesn't suck. They got a big tournament coming up on December 12th. That's a $60,000 guaranteed. And let me tell you, George and Najib and the guys over there, they run a great, great room. And I love it, man. All I got to do is some, hey, I'm coming. And I get set up, and I have a great time over there. The players are really good. It's just a terrific atmosphere. Go by and check them out today. If you have not been over there, now's the time. I mean, I promise you, you're going to love it. 6134 Richmond Avenue, that's Lions Poker Palace.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder Avenue in Beaumont. And if you're looking for a place to come party in the area, this is it. Perfect, perfect patio day, by the way. I mean, it is nice out here today. So before we get to the rest of the league, the hell's this voting story you just...
I don't know. I'm going to try to find more during the next break, but it... Twitter saying Texas election officials confirmed that voting machine used in 30% of its counties, including its biggest, which would be Harris County, are switching people's votes, including the Senate race between Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. The GOP-appointed officials say they have, quote, no legal authority to update the machines.
Yeah, we need to know more about that.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, we'll find out what's going on with that and get back to you. So, Seattle +3 at Detroit.
This is a play for me.
Yeah?
I like Seattle here. I like the way Seattle's been running the ball lately. It looks like after a couple weeks of really bad offense to start the season, they made more of a commitment to running the football, even though they don't have good running backs. They're going to fake it with Chris Carson and Mike Davis until they get it done. That's the way to beat Seattle. To beat Detroit, and that's what they're going to try to do. I like Seattle's chances here, +3.
I actually like Seattle money line.
I have a money line too, yeah.
So, Bears +4.5 at Bengal.
Man, you're going to think I'm crazy.
I already think you're crazy.
I'm leaning Buccaneer here. I'm starting to think the Bengals are a worse team. I mean... Think about all the injuries that have added up for that team over the last several weeks, and especially on the offensive side of the ball. They're without their center. They're without their tight end. Their offense, since they lost their tight end, it's been abysmal. And, I'm not saying that you've got some sort of a special player in Tyler Eifert that's just irreplaceable. I'm just saying things are a lot different without him since he's been gone. I don't know if that's exactly why, but they have less versatility without Gio Bernard to come in and play on passing downs. I just don't like this offense as much as I did early in the season. And the Buccaneers aren't a good team, but they are a good offense. They're going to score a bunch of points. So I lean with the Bucs getting that many points.
Yeah, I don't have a real strong opinion on that, but I can't give 4.5 for the Bengals, so I can't.
Yeah.
I don't fault that play at all. Ravens -2 at Panthers. For one thing, I like the under 44, especially if Cam Newton's not right.
Yeah.
If he is, I'll take the Panthers getting points at home.
Okay. The reason why I'm not playing this game is because the look ahead line was going to be Carolina pick 'em or something like that. Now I'm giving 2, 2.5. I'm not really interested in that. But I do think Baltimore's pissed off coming off a game they feel like they should have won and they didn't. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Carolina, when you think about them, Carolina, they're a good, tough-nosed defensive team. But the reality is they're not. And when you think about Baltimore, you think, oh, they're a bad offensive team. But the reality is they aren't. So I lean with Baltimore. It's not a play for me because the number's gone from pick to now I've got to give 2 on the road. I don't think I'm into that. But I don't think I'm playing on Carolina here. And Baltimore, by the way, the best against passing. They're the best pass defense, period. But they're the best against running backs catching the ball out of the backfield. And obviously, that's a big part of what Carolina does with Christian McCaffrey is throw to the running backs out of the backfield.
I haven't had a good feel for the Panthers, but at home they tend to show up. And I think their record's better than I think they are. Either that or I'm not judging them right. And if I'm getting 2 points with them, I'm probably going that way.
Yeah, if Baltimore loses this game, I think we can, at least for the temporary, put them into the pretender pile instead of the contender pile. Because if they're going to be as good as I think they can be, they need to beat teams like this.
All right, next up we have Colts -3.5 at Raiders.
How crazy has this line movement been? And, you know, Amari Cooper is not a guy who changes a line. Amari Cooper leaving the Raiders shouldn't change the line even a half point, much less 3.5 points. What I think this boils down to is kind of the same thing they've got going in Jacksonville. I think there's just a lot of turmoil in the locker room. There's a lot of people who think that if you were to say name the teams in the league that you think are giving up on this season just based off of what they've done. Wouldn't it be Oakland and the Giants?
Giants, yeah, they're 1-1A.
I mean, they both are making moves that make you think we don't care what happens this season. It's almost like they're tanking. Like, you know, tanking doesn't really happen in the NFL, but the Raiders and Giants are making you think that it could.
Yeah, it could, especially if they decide for some reason to bench Derek Carr, which would not shock me at some
point. Yeah, and I think you're on this same boat as I am that the Colts are a little bit better than their record says they are, especially because Andrew Luck is getting healthier at this point. The Colts are still bad defensively, but do the Raiders have the weapons to expose that? I don't know. It seems like a Colts or nothing game.
I think it's an over 50 game.
You think so?
Yeah,
okay.
I do. I think because I know the Colts are going to be able to score against the Raiders, and I think the Raiders will score enough to get me over 50.
Okay.
But I'd probably lean that way, too, towards the Colts. I know you like the Niners quite a bit, -1.5 now I'm seeing.
Niners probably my favorite play. I've got them at a pick. I would take them anything inside of 3. I think it's sort of a – I don't know. I understand why people – or why the line is what it is because people are looking at – the results from earlier this season, and if you look at Arizona's record, there's not a lot of wins on that record to date. In fact, there's only one, but that one was against the 49ers. I just think that San Francisco's gotten better. I don't think that they're good, mind you, but I just think Arizona's going in the opposite direction. CJ Beathard on the uptick, he threw for 350 yards in their first game. And I think Mostert is going to be a different animal. Arizona working in a new offensive coordinator in Byron Leftwich this week. This seems like a really, really good spot for San Francisco, probably my best bet of the week.
Yeah, the only thing that worries me a little is when you do the new offensive coordinator thing, a lot of times you get an immediate bump.
That's true. That's fair.
But, I mean, I'm with you. I'm certainly leaning 49ers. But that's my only concern is that – and, of course, you can wind up with the exact same offense. It's just calling different plays. And I don't know if the Cardinals have enough on offense for it to matter. Packers getting
and, by the way, let me throw one more note at you about the 49ers. This is their schedule so far. Vikings, Lions, Chiefs, Chargers, Cardinals, Packers, Rams. I mean, they haven't had a lot of weeks where they can, you know, get out and beat up on a team. They've had a really, really difficult schedule to date. I think after letting one go against Arizona before, they're gonna be pretty pumped to get this win back.
All right, Packers. How often do you see Aaron Rodgers getting 8.5 points?
Never. I don't think ever in his career. I tried to look it up. I couldn't find an exact the highest spread against him, but I would imagine he's never been an 8.5, 9-point dog, which instantly pushes me towards that side. But the reality is Aaron Rodgers is still the best quarterback in the league. The Packers aren't a good football team. What they've put around Aaron Rodgers isn't good. And
they're a sexier Colts is what they are.
Yeah, and God, if anybody can expose the flaws that this team has on defense, it's the Rams. My initial gut is to take that many points with Rodgers, but I mean, if this game was 45-21, would you be shocked?
No.
Not me either.
No. See, the total is 57 on that game?
Yeah, that feels like a crazy good over.
Yeah. Saints Vikings, pick them now.
I love the Vikings here. This is back-to-back road games for the Saints. This is a team that plays better at home as it is. I think Minnesota's on the uptick. I like Minnesota here.
I'm not buying the narrative that, oh, this is a revenge game for the Saints.
No, I don't either.
Because they choked on a pass play that cost them the game. But yeah, I don't have a real strong opinion on this one. I think
it's an over game.
53 is your number if you do.
Yeah.
And finally, Monday night, the Patriots minus 14.5 against your Bills.
Yeah, so I don't like to give 10 points in the NFL. I really don't want to give 14.5.
Yeah, half especially scares me.
But if you're betting on the Bills, I feel like make sure you're betting money that you don't have earmarked to pay bills with, because that's a losing proposition at this point. The way Derek Anderson looked last week, and I don't know if it's going to be Nathan Peterman or Derek Anderson this week, whoever it is, it's going to be ugly. I think the Patriots could roll here.
Double-digit division dog.
Yeah, you like it?
At home.
You like it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, just had to share it. But, no, I'm staying away from that one. All right.
So what are your plays this week?
Well, let me go back. What's the one I gave you for our contest? I totally forgot.
You gave me New Orleans, Minnesota over 52. No, that's yeah, that's what you gave me.
Yeah.
New Orleans, Minnesota over 52.
Yeah, it's 53 now, but I still like it at 52. So that one I already punched a ticket on. I did that while we were talking yesterday. I like the Colts Raiders over 50.
Okay.
There's one other game that I like quite a bit. Money line on
Seahawks.
Seahawks money line,
okay,
is one that I'm playing as well. And I think that's about it.
All right.
About you?
Yeah, my card is I've got that Philly Kansas City money line parlay, which pays about even money. I'll be on Seattle +3 and Seattle money line. I will be on San Francisco pick'em. That's my heaviest hand of the week, and I'll be on Minnesota pick'em. And I may end up doing something with like a Baltimore Indianapolis money line parlay of some sort too.
Yeah, and I followed you along on your little Chiefs Eagles parlay.
Okay.
So I Chiefs are at -450.
Yeah,
so.
I've been finding pretty good value, and like when I'm not getting a number I'm happy with, I hate doing parlays for real amounts of money, but when it's a money line parlay, it's a little bit different. And in this instance, you know, I don't have to worry about 3.5 or 3 -120
right,
with the Eagles. I can just say, okay, I think the Eagles are going to win. Pair that with a game that I feel like there's no locks in the NFL, but I think Kansas City over Denver on the money line is about as locky as you can get.
Yeah.
So
and you're not going to eat -450.
No. So to get even money with those two games,
right,
instead of paying -120 or whatever it is on the Eagles, and then still having to give 3 points. I just think it's a better method this week.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Taste of fear, when the henchmen.
to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go
with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Thank you, man. And we are back on The Blitz live here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. And Lauren the Aggie is here now, so it's officially a
party. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I feel good now. It's like my whole experience in Beaumont depends on the Pope's being here. So one thing on the Texans before we move on to other stuff. I was watching the replay of the play Will Fuller got hurt on again.
Yes.
That was pass interference.
Yeah.
another call that you're like, really, guys? How'd you miss that? He snapped his knee because he fell down after he was hit.
Yeah.
While the ball was in the air. And John asked, what do you guys mean when you say backdoor cover? That's when a team gets a late touchdown to get inside the number, or a late score to get inside the number, or on the other side of it where your team, like a couple of weeks ago when the Broncos scored to cost me the pool.
A good example is if you watch the Florida-Vanderbilt game, and that was a Vanderbilt plus 7.5, and they dominated almost. Florida took a 7-point lead, got the ball back, and as time expired, kicked a field goal to go up 10. That's called a backdoor cover because now they covered the 7.5. It's something that sometimes you really appreciate and sometimes you really don't.
Depends on what side you are on it. And I would just say I've been on more bad sides than good so far this year, but it'll turn around. Larry Brown Sports did the best quarterbacks under 30. I'd be curious who you would have on this list.
In fact, I'm sure
you can guess the top three. I mean, that's pretty easy.
I mean, I'm guessing Mahomes, Goff, Wentz are up there.
Yeah, that's 1, 2, 3.
Is Andrew Luck not under 30?
He is. He's number 4.
Okay. I'd have him higher than some of those kids.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's hard to argue with Mahomes with what he's doing.
Right, but he's done it for 7 games.
Yeah.
I've seen Andrew Luck have an MVP caliber season already.
I would have him ahead of Goff for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Who else is under 30?
Number 5 is 29 years old, so he just makes the list.
Matt Ryan's not under 30, is he?
No, he's 107.
Cam Newton. Okay. How old's Matt Stafford? He's over 30 now,
too. Yeah, he's over 30.
God, it's crazy. I just remember these guys being like kids, and now they're
now they're ancients.
Deshaun Watson should probably make that list somewhere.
Number 6. Probably about the right spot, I would say.
So is that 1 through 6 so far?
You got them all so far.
Now we're getting to where I want to say – I was trying to avoid saying guys like Jameis Winston and Dak
7,
Prescott. But
9.
Okay.
So you have 2 left. You have number 8 and number 10. Winston 7, Prescott 9.
Mariota?
Not on the list.
Not on the list. Ooh. I don't think that's incorrect either. Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, I don't think he should be on there, but they got him at number 8.
Who else? He's been a good young quarterback. Mitch Trubisky.
Mitchell Trubisky, number 10.
He should probably be ahead of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, no question. I think Dak should be ahead of Baker Mayfield.
I think so, too.
Based on what they've done so far. I think a lot of people are just buying upside on Mayfield, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I need to see a lot more out of him than, you know, I think he's looked better than I thought he would, but he still hasn't been a guy who's been a huge difference maker for him. So,
If I told you for the rest of their careers you could have Andrew Luck or Carson Wentz, what would you say?
Mm. I'd probably take Wentz. Young.
Remind you, he's coming off a major surgery,
he
too.
He is, but he's coming off a knee and not a back shoulder.
Yeah.
Things that scare me a hell of a lot more than a knee. So I would say, but it's close. It's not, I'll definitely take this guy.
What about Goff or Luck?
I'd take Luck over Goff.
I still
have questions about Jared Goff, as good as he's been.
I'm just not
100% sold.
What I'll say about Patrick Mahomes and Jared Goff, and both, they're both having fantastic seasons, and I'm not trying to take away from what either of them is doing, but there are a lot of quarterbacks that if they played for those same coaches,
yeah,
could put up cartoon numbers. You know what I mean?
I think if Deshaun Watson were playing for the Chiefs,
he'd be Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, easy.
I mean, if Andrew Luck was playing for the Rams, would he, do you think there's throws that Jared Goff can make that Andrew Luck can't?
No.
I don't think so either. Do you think there's reads that Goff does better than Luck? I don't think so. I think part of it, though, too, is you
develop these biases and that you really think Andrew Luck can play,
right,
and that you're not as
you're
sold
right.
on Jared Goff. And I'm the same way. I would have Trubisky ahead of a lot of these guys because I think what I'm seeing out of him from a progression standpoint is, okay, he's going to be – I wasn't sold on him when they drafted him where they did, but I can see him getting better and better. And, again, I think he's got a coach now who knows how to use him, too,
right,
which I think will be a big difference moving forward. But, you know, I think
– God, the wings smell so good here. Are you
kidding
me?
Yeah, the food here is good. I had a burger earlier. It's I'll definitely give it a thumbs up.
God,
so
this, what's the date today? The 26th.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to punish everything.
Yeah, see, I'm okay on food. I can have a certain amount of calories each day.
Right.
And so, like, all I've had to eat today was that burger and, I had a meal bar for breakfast. So I'm good on that. But it's been easier to deal with the not drinking because I can still eat decent food as long as I'm not going over a certain amount of calories.
Right.
And I managed to, you know, keep that going. I'm not eating crap either. I'm not
right.
going out and, you know, getting a big bowl of pasta and, you know, wolfing the whole damn thing down and just saying, okay, there's my calories for the day. But yeah, I haven't had wings, though, and I can't tell you the last time I had wings.
Oh, I miss wings.
I miss pizza.
I've had wings a couple times because Frank's Red Hot sauce is, like, compliant with the thing because there's no sugar added to it.
Yeah.
So I can use that, and I've had that a couple times. Like with grilled wings or smoked wings. But there is something to that just good deep fried covered in buffalo sauce that I'm just missing.
One thing from last night, and it gets back to what I was talking about a little bit earlier, I think Foreman coming back will really help this team. Alfred Blue was not great last night. I know he had 40-something yards, but he took a lot of carries to get there. I really think getting Foreman back would be huge.
Do you think there's a possibility that they start to – I mean, with obviously there's been a lot of receiver injury. Is there any possibility they start to use Tyler Irvin as a receiver instead of
– They already are. He played slot last night. He played slot the week before. I actually talked about that
earlier. I mean, like, he may be a starter.
Well, I don't know. He may have started last night. I didn't see how they
came out. I don't think he started.
I think they came out with two tight ends to open. I could be wrong about that. But, yeah, they've used him a lot, and he actually looks good there. He runs good routes. They haven't targeted him a bunch. But I was saying earlier, I think that may be the spot for him because he's not a running back.
He's not going to get many touches at running back because there's three guys ahead of him.
Yeah, but I do think in that position you can get him the ball in space a little bit and hopefully take advantage of that speed, which I still haven't seen. I keep hearing how fast he is.
Yeah,
I certainly don't see it on returns, but I think he looks pretty solid there. And now I think if you have QT back, that's your guy in the slot. But you know, I could see. I don't think you're terrible with Irvin in the slot. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in.
Andrew Luck sucks. When are you going to figure this out? Let it go, AJ.
Who told you that?
a bot on Twitter,
a
faceless profile. If you think Andrew Luck sucks, that's your right to an opinion. Andrew Luck, so far, there's one guy in the NFL who's thrown more touchdown passes than him this year. That's Patrick Mahomes, 22-20. So if that sucks, if 20 touchdowns through seven games sucks, I wish my favorite team had a sucky quarterback like that.
Okay. I was going to the QBR ratings there because I want to see where, interestingly enough.
How much does he suck?
He's 12th.
Okay.
He's one spot ahead of Deshaun Watson, who Watson fell off because he had a real bad.
My guess is whoever wrote me that, they don't think Deshaun Watson sucks.
Probably not. Although I don't know if Watson is I don't know if they have last night's game on there yet, because they have him at 13th. He was 10 a couple weeks ago. But Mahomes 1, Drew Brees 2, Phillip Rivers 3, Jared Goff 4, Tom Brady 5. Ryan Fitzpatrick still 6.
Man, can we agree that Phillip Rivers is maybe having the best season of his career?
No. I mean, he's playing very, very well. But if you go, you remember early when he had LaDainian Tomlinson, he had some big, big seasons.
You know, his touchdown to interception rate this year is 17-3. That's crazy.
It's pretty good.
And
I mean, I'd have to go back and look, but I remember him having a couple of just monster seasons when and they had Tomlinson too. And yeah, those are some really, really good.
I've been working on the article that I told you I'm going to write next week for Sports Map, sort of a mid-season report on the NFL. And part of what I'm doing is the halfway point MVP. And it's really difficult because Phillip Rivers, what he's doing, I think warrants at least some conversation. He's probably not even in the top three, though. When you think about what Drew Brees has been so far, what Patrick Mahomes obviously has been so far, and what Todd Gurley's done, I mean, it's a hell of a race to this point. I mean, there's still a lot of season left to play, but we've got guys going on like historic paces right now.
If I had any hockey plays, I don't have any hockey plays tonight. I may have a couple tomorrow. But the overs are not hitting at the rate they were early, which I expected. So I'm not jumping on those as much.
While I've got these stats up about Drew Brees, you know what his completion percentage is so far this year?
He's got to be over 70, man. He's
How about killing it. 77.3?
Jeez.
13 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. I mean, he's just a monster. And these are like I said, Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers, these are guys you would think are in, like, the twilights of their career. Well, they still got something left, I guess.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz at Luke's on Calder here in Beaumont. Fred Fowler coming back from, he had to poop during the break. He's back, though.
Just chatting with the people, man.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were the kind of guy to chat during your pooping.
No, I wasn't pooping.
Out there. You were only chatting.
Yes, chatting with the people.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Well, One thing that I was thinking about during the break, and I looked it up, who wrote that list of best quarterbacks under 30?
Larry Brown Sports.
You know who's 29?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Should be number one on that list, frankly.
Yeah. That's a glaring omission.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And someone on Twitter asked, it was Hundo, asked Russell Wilson, Luck, or Goff. I take Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I would too.
Russell Wilson, Luck, then Goff for me.
Yeah, that would be
But
mine.
Again, and here's another question.
But I've always been higher on Russell Wilson than him.
Bernardo asked us, and I gave him the same answer that you gave, we've given on the air, is based on what we know about Mahomes and Watson, who would you guys have taken in the draft that year? I'd take whichever one was going with Andy Reid.
It's easy to compare the two because of where they went. The reality is the Texans didn't have a choice.
No.
The Chiefs traded up ahead of them and got Mahomes. So, I was trying to find my gym of the day, but the link doesn't work anymore. That's
uh-oh.
Weird. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Yeah, the link doesn't work anymore, but they're opening an adult nude water park in Canada.
Oh, you going to be there?
No.
That's not for you.
Well, because I'm guessing the kind of people that are going to be running around nude at a place like that look like me.
It's quite possible.
I don't really need to see that. I know what it looks like. But the idea of a nude water park, I mean, do you really want to go down a water slide with your stuff hanging out?
No, not really.
And I sure don't. There's potential for damage there. If you get rolled up.
It would be good.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm thinking like Schlitterbahn where you go down one of the slides.
Right.
Is that really how you want to do it? You want to throw all that out there?
I think no.
Yeah. So, but apparently this is opening. Unfortunately, I can't find the rest of the story as to why they're doing it. But, here we go. It's opening in Lake Louise in Canada. And says this is for adults only, and it's clothing optional. And they were actually asked about health hazards presented by... Said you ride differently to protect yourself. This is a lawsuit waiting to happen, man. I mean, yeah, you might ride differently to protect yourself. That doesn't mean you're not going to have something get pinned or snapped or scrunched. None of those things sound appealing to me.
No, I'm out on that.
Yeah, not.
I mean, there is some, I guess there's some upside to it.
Such as?
Boobs.
Yeah, but.
Chances are good that'd be a super sausage party, though. It'd be a lot of dudes hoping to walk up and see a bunch of chicks, and then all the chicks are like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, or it'll be chicks that are like, I'm going to show off the fact that I've, got 11 scars on my stomach and things like that. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713. Yeah. Drunk Bevo says there's also shrinkage, which is unflattering. Well, and I'm guessing even during the summer, it can get pretty cool up there. I don't want to be doing shrinkage. Shrinkage is a negative. Longhorn Dimitri says, I remember going to Hippie Hollow when I was in college all excited. We hopped in and saw a lot of guys that looked like Fred.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to go to any place.
I think in Europe maybe chicks will get naked. They're more free there.
Yeah, they don't shave their pits either, so it gets a little hairy. But, yeah.
AKA says, live in Beaumont, but always miss you guys. Can I get a shout out for my 5-7 Beaumont Bulldog Gold Flag football boys starting the playoffs tomorrow? Listening to you guys during practice. 5-7 and you made the playoffs? Y'all better step it up if you want to win a playoff game. You're going to need to need to be better than that, coach.
5-7, that's very O'Brien-like.
Yeah.
You've got to pick up your game a little bit. But, there's your shout-out, though.
Shout-out, though. Yeah, good luck, boys. Y'all are going to have to rally. You have to rally around your coach.
So he says, Lake Louise is near Banff. Lots of tourists and wealthy Canadians with store-bought boobs there. Listen, I've seen wealthy Canadians with store-bought boobs. I'm okay without it.
Okay.
I'm okay with not seeing that, just so you know. I mean, there's some attractive women in Canada, but most of them are most of the really attractive ones are in Toronto or in the big cities. You get out, and some in BC, but I mean, and Banff is kind of a playground for the rich and shameless. So, somebody says he's probably talking about 5 to 7 year olds.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's much better than 5 and 7.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that is much better. I was going to say, you guys don't deserve to be in the playoffs, but if they're 5 to 7 year olds, my recommendation is don't let them listen to our show.
Yeah, let's
this
start with
not
that.
This is not a show for children. Right. We say that all the time.
They should not be listening at practice.
We're talking about
tighten up those routes, guys.
Nude water parks.
Yeah. I don't think a 5-year-old should be hearing about nude water parks. Even if it is in a different country. But that's just me.
All right. I'm going to tell you guys one more time about my good friends at Republic Harley-Davidson. First of all, they've got the best service department in the area. Not even close, guys. It's the only place that I'll let work on my bike. They've got 7 master technicians on staff there. A lot of the other Harley dealerships don't even have 1. And they've got 7. You don't want some hourly employee taking apart, putting back together your bike. That's not how you want to ride. Houston's number one Harley dealer for a reason. They're the best in every department, best customer service rating in the state of Texas. And it's no worries October at Republic. Buy any new Harley, get a 3-year extended service plan and a 3-year priority paid maintenance plan, all thrown in. All you're going to have to worry about is the gas. Bring in your trade today, ride out on a new Harley. They've got the largest selection of 2018s and 2019s in Houston. They've got what you're looking for, whatever model, whatever color, whatever options you're looking for, Republic's got you covered. And coming up on October 27th, come see the Miss Lone Star Girls as they compete to be a contestant in the Miss Lone Star Rally Finals. Outlaw Dave's going to host. Enter for your chance to be a judge at the Lone Star Rally the following weekend. They're going to have music, food and refreshments, door prizes, and much more. Always happening at Republic Harley-Davidson. Come see why they are Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. 94.1.